What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Ones who want to leave early from the junior season.
Yeah.
So
like, we'll probably lose Mark.
I mean Mark Rubin and Mark Rubin Bain and Francis. Those are the three liking to leave.
Yeah, be out for sure, yeah.
Everybody else will most likely be seniors. And then you always got your potential guys who want to transfer out and stuff like that. So
yep.
I'm okay with it going to 105. You know what I'm saying? Because especially once it benefits Miami a lot more, then depth-wise, you know what I'm saying? Now you go 1, 2, 3 depth easily, and then you can use that fourth as the practice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of third man to practice, then it's like, shit, you don't really want to go too hard for the third because if they get hurt, now you got nobody to come in just in case the first and second is messed up, bro.
Yeah. It'll let you take more project guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially like O-line, D-line. Well, O-line,
right.
D-line. I think, the skill position, they not really trying to take no project because it's hard.
Right. Yeah.
They going to sit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to play. It's going to be hard for them to even try to get on the field. So,
but in them trenches, yeah, that's different. Because a lot of like D linemen, especially like those kind of undersized dudes, and you know, that go to Pitt and end up being the shit, you know, we overlook them because they 6'2 or something like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, if you're going to go to a large class, that allow you to recruit that 6'2 kid that's, you know, he 280 already. He got production, but y'all just a little bit scared. You know, he might be a little undersized for that next level.
Yeah.
And then he turned out to be that dude in a few years and was like, shit. And I said, them the kind of guys that we as fans, you hear it all the time constantly complaining about, oh, how we let him get out the backyard. Well, when you go with this larger class, you got a big opportunity to say, well, we could take a couple more risks. We can add in one or two more at different spots where we like, I don't know, but I can see where this kid might end up being that kind of player in a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, then it just makes best for recruiting purposes also because, you know, you take that kid from that school. What if he plays for a school that got an underclassman that's good? You know what I'm saying? Now they showing love to a kid that they normally wouldn't show love to.
Right.
And the underclassman like, shit, boy, they just took my boy. You know, that's cool, man. I'm rocking with that. So, yeah, you know, Miami's always in the play. And that's how some of them schools be getting people, man, because it's just relationships. Like, oh, damn, they took a chance on such and such.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. You build good inroads. And the coach saying, damn, I appreciate them taking that guy. You know what I'm saying? Typically, that's a guy they kind of just be – we try to tell them, like, you know, this guy going to be one of them ones. And, you know, he just started – it's like, all right, it gives them that much more of a luxury because everybody gonna want to try to build a defensive line to be all 6'4 plus. Like that's how you want it to look. If you can help it, like shit, I want number 6'4 and up monsters. I'm going number just but, and a lot of times, like I say, that's them guys that slip through the cracks, go to NC State, go to Pitt, you know, and then you got to try to recruit them back to Miami, and it's gonna cost you a hell of a lot more. And then you're going to be in competition, too, because they won't have that, you know, and that's why it's funny. Like, some people try to underrate high school recruiting now, think that we are underrating high school recruiting now. And I was like, no, I think this staff got it figured out that it's a two-pronged approach. It's got to be high school and it's got to be transfer portal. If you take the time to build up a lot of these kids early, they'll have a different loyalty to you because it's a different kinship and camaraderie than it is strictly business, a free agent game where we take a guy like, let's say, like the Freddie Wilson kid that they're recruiting right now, a little bit on the side, but if bro turned out to be one of those guys and end up going to, you know, NC State, Georgia Tech, well, you can get him, but now Oregon want him too, Texas want him too, and you got to try to outbid them. And it's going to cost you a hell of a lot more than it would have took you if you would have just took them under the wing, took the chance on them, and built them up, you know, from the ground up. So I think, though, yeah, if you can afford it, man, if it makes sense to you, larger classes make the most sense.
Definitely does, man. A lot of schools aren't going to do it because it benefits schools differently. You know, Miami being a private school, it benefits them a lot more because the money factor, you know what I'm saying? Because the scholarships is already so fucking much to go to Miami. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you going to a state university public, man, that scholarship is just pennies compared to what the hell Miami paying. You know what I'm saying? So, and they like, well, shit, yeah, why would we do that? You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to benefit us because that what's that? 12,000, I mean, just a number. What's 12,000 each year? That ain't benefiting us, you know what I'm saying?
Miami shit,
like 75, you know, that shit get up there. That benefits, like, okay, yeah, you know, we can use some of this scholarship for our team, you know, so. And then it helps a lot. Well, now, the one bad thing I do know, that like, it will kind of cut into the walk-on program.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's a good as far as you actually wanting quality players on the team, but then it's bad for, you know, just getting kids who just love Miami and just want to be a part of the program.
Yeah. You know, but that's big boy football. That's just how it's going to go. That's just what it's going to be. Unfortunately, especially as the business side became so much more prevalent on the forefront, it's just you got to be so forward thinking that you structure it like a pure business, you know, beyond just trying to build a team. You got to think about the business aspect of it now. And I love it. I think it's fun and add a good, interesting aspect. And without it, Miami will never come back. That's just the truth of the matter. Like if we just had to play old school, just recruiting games, especially Miami, right? Like the bag man can't really get down in Miami like that. Because they keep their eyes on us too much. They know that other people was doing it. It ain't no secret, but we most hate it. So they don't have the luxury of being able to, like, go back to just old school money under the table. They hate us far too much for that. They turn the blind eye to, you know, I saw a UGA fan say if Georgia was paying players, then why did Todd Gurley, you know, get busted for signing jersey? I was like, are you serious right now, dog? Like, this is, I was like, are you dead ass? Like, this is really what you want to tell me? I've told it before, I'm going to rehash it. I was friends with a guy close to a UGA recruitment. And he told me explicitly how this thing went and how his nephew was handed off, you know, gifts. Illegal gifts. That's how it go. I mean, I'm like, what are we doing? How are you gonna sit like to sit here in denial like that is insanity to me. Like, ain't if listen, they deflated them balls in New England. They were spying on people, but guess what? They still got all them rings. Tom Brady's still gonna be the GOAT. So it's weird to me when fans of teams try to deny that aspect of the game. Miami was definitely in the game paying players a long time ago, but NIL is leveled the playing field so much more for a team like Miami. And I mean, just like we're talking about big boy football, right? That's what sucks for a Toledo. A Toledo will find a diamond in the rough, develop him, and then it's like, oh, he's going to Bama. Like,
yeah.
That's what it is. That's how the game is today.
Right. It's crazy, man, because I've been around this thing for a long time, man. I tell you straight up. I laugh when they say dumb shit like, oh, you think Georgia or you think about really?
Like, come on. You think they gotta pay?
Yes, I seen them get money and I'm like, well, what the fuck Miami doing? Why Miami ain't doing? You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I know I've seen it so much, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. And the crazy thing is, again, they don't want it to be that Bush Devlin. I ain't even gonna go to Jimmy Johnson era because that's just a different type of football that had never come back. They don't want to get back to the Bush Davis era where Miami was the focal point. The NFL was like, boy, if you go to Miami, we draft you. It don't matter if you play good or not, we're going to draft you because we just know that's a football factory. They don't want that. and what Mario is doing, and which is why Mario is perceived as one of the best head coaching recruiters, is because he's doing just that. He's building an NFL factory where the NFL saying, hey, we got to go down to Miami because they got players that we need. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's funny, but hey, I don't even care, man.
Oh, it's entertainment, man. Well, welcome to 26 Degrees. We've been doing this. This might be the new vibe now. We just run straight into it, get to running them out, and introduce ourselves later, man. Y'all already know who it is. You tapped in with us, man. We appreciate you. It's your boy Larry. Got a little three-man weave. Is D-Rob, you ain't froze down there, is you?
I think D-Rob froze. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Your visual just froze. Okay, okay, for that. Okay. Long as your vocals coming through, you good. We ain't on the visual, so I was like, damn, bro, you look serious as a heart attack. Boy, that joke ain't moving out.
Yeah, man, I don't know what that's about, but
I was looking like your vocals coming through quite crispy though, man. Yeah, it's me, obviously the Field General X, and D Rob's in the building with us, man. So yeah, we're gonna get into the recruiting weekend. You know, it's hot and heavy. It's that time of year, and some of the narratives, you know, is changing. People don't understand, like, they like, oh, it's June. I'm like, yeah, it's the time to get this shit done. June, July, August, man. Summertime is when you really got to heat this recruiting up and really lock it down with the new calendar. So, look like Miami on the way.
It's the momentum that you need going into the season, you know what I'm saying? Because you want to, as far as your coaching, the way Mario does it year in, year out, he makes his coaches basically coach every day of the year. So, you want to get this done now, so when football season comes, it be a lot easier. Opposed to you saying, well, shit, okay, we're not having a good season. We got to really go and recruit harder than we would normally do. You know what I'm saying? But get it before now and then focus on the football season. But, yeah, it's this recruiting, man, thing, especially this month and next month. You know, as I told everybody, I say, man, listen, July, we about to have a nice little June, but July is the month, boy. If it happens, they gonna call the CIA on us. They gonna call the CIA. Be like, man, y'all gotta get in that shit and stop it.
Going wrong around here.
How many commits we got? How many commits we got right now? Like what?
Well, we just got one. As we record right now, about 2 hours ago now, Cannon Pickett.
About to get another one in 10
about minutes. 10 minutes, yeah. About to land somebody else in 10 minutes. I think it seemed like it might be the other offensive lineman, Cole Jack. It might be, don't quote me, or a D lineman.
It's him. Listen, this coming out after.
By the time they hear, it's going to be done. It's so, it's Cole Jack. So, Cole Jack coming on board.
And we done on the line. That's it.
Yeah, I think so, man.
I'm not gonna say we done, because as I did state that I think one of those guys who was already in the class possibly won't make it. The name I know, like I say, if he does come visit, he's gonna flip to us, and that's Pepe. I'm gonna stick with it, and that's if he comes, he's flipping. They're working on that, but yeah, I think it's one of those guys. I'm not sure if it's
Sparks or Woodrow.
I forget the other name guy we got. The one he went way under the radar. So is either one of those guys that probably won't end up in the class.
Sparks, you think about me?
Yeah, he talking about JJ Sparks. That's the one who they took, I guess, as center. And then Woodrow.
Woodrow.
Yeah, Woodrow. Okay. Absolutely. You're right, right. So yeah, we're just going to kind of, obviously, we're going to recap. And then we'll talk about we can talk about the Cannon Pickett commitment first, since it just happened. And then by the time we're done with that, Cole J should probably be officially in the boat. But you know, how we feeling on this Pickett commitment? Obviously it's four-star talent wanted by Clemson. So
Clemson wanted him bad. Florida, another school wanted him bad. A couple of other SEC programs wanted him. He's one of those. He has strong hands. You know, if he get his hands on you, it's gonna be kind of hard to get away from that. He has nice quick feet. He's basically gonna play inside. You know, he could play both outside and inside, but once he get to college, he's gonna play inside.
He's a he throws shot put too, don't he?
I know he's in the track and field. I don't know exactly if he throws.
I thought I might have heard he threw a shot put as well. Just to speak to hand strength and all too. And just athleticism, but yeah, don't quote me on that. I could be wrong, but I swear I heard that somewhere around the way that
his family. I mean, they have a very athletic family, and it goes from the dad used to play at Miami, the brother's at Miami, the cousin, he's at LSU. He was, you know, we cried for a couple of months because we didn't get his commitment, but. That just shows you the athleticism of the family. Like, yeah, they athletic, so they. I mean, you get one of them, man, and then they genuine people, man. They really love what they do. You know what I'm saying? So he love to play sports, and he's going to give it his all. So I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? We building that offensive line to. I said it. I say Luke and Derion probably game jersey going. They could sell their game jersey after the game. It's going to be clean. Like, it's almost brand new, man, with these boys out here blocking. So I'm good with it. I like the pickup.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I love the pickup too, man. You probably need to look in the chat what I posted in the chat. But that's the type of stuff I be talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not even considered. Y'all wanted them. You wanted them bad. Your offensive line coach wanted them bad. But now, oh, the kid sucks. Like, come on, man. Like, it's whatever. I'm like ecstatic. He's the main one I wanted on the interior for us to get. I really wanted Pickett. We got him. I'm happy with I'm happy to stuff Dabo in a locker because that was the main competition. Yeah, and I'm good with it. You know, like I said, I love what they do on the offensive line, man. I just need that same energy in other spots. That's all I need.
Yeah. This class I thought was real important to get another real good offensive line class, number one. And we look well on the way to do that. And then add that to the fact that he is a Pickett with the family ties in Florida. Like, I think it's important to the optics, right? Like, you have to sell a certain product to these kids, and it speaks a lot to your efficiency when you're able to keep some of your best homegrown. Like, it would look bad if we lost Cannon Pickett, is the long story of it. Like, long and short of it, like, out of all the players to lose, especially with us just getting Booker, you know, to not get that guy as a highly touted offensive lineman. You know, with Mario and Alex, you know, they're supposed to be their specialty. It would have looked really bad not to get him. So I looked at him as probably the most important recruit for optics in this cycle. It's great to get him in the boat. And then on top of that, just the, you know, the talent that he can actually bring to the field. You know, it's important like this. You know, a few years ago, man, we was relying on a lot of undersized guys, you know, with a lot of different positions, a lot of guys playing out of position up front. And, you know, they changing everything around, and it all's got to start in the trenches. So, awesome pickup there, man. Like, yeah, I said,
great pickup, man. He, again, like I said, he's a real athletic guy. I watched him play once live. My analyst is not coming from a t-shirt, a short thing, or no camp thing. When I tell you a player good, that's because I watched him play 11 on 11 and then he was dominant, you know. So, and that's exactly what he did the game I watched him play. He's not going to be a day one starter when he come in, you know what I'm saying? He's not going to be a day one starter. He's going to be, you know, he's not a project, but you know, you give him time. And he's going to be a real good, solid player for you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
that shit should be dead anyway. If you're building a program, the last spot I want to see a bunch of day one starters is O-line. Like, Yeah. You're doing a poor job. If you're freshman, if you count on freshman year after year, there's something going horribly wrong. You know, hearing that, like the fact that we had to have Francis step in spoke to where he, you know, adopted this program at. Now, granted, he was a real good player, but in a perfect world, he redshirts that year. I don't give a damn how good he is, especially at that position. That's a position you want these guys to really take a year to get ready for college, tune their body up. And he's a special talent and may have been able to do it regardless, but we didn't have a choice either. And that speaks to where the program was versus to where it should be. So O-line especially, man, you're just supposed to be trying to load the covers up. Like, because you don't want to depend on these guys for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Is the ideal way to handle it. I want at least 2 years of them just getting around, getting their weight up, getting their bodies together, and learning technique at the collegiate level. And then actually depending on them. So,
yeah. And that goes back to like what, man, you talked about earlier when I was saying, you know, it's good that Miami might be one of the programs that go up from 85 to 105 scholarships, because you can take kids like this. You know what I'm saying? And if it don't work out, but you still taking them, and then you still building. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going to work out day one. Obviously, you don't want to play day one. Like you say, two, three years, he probably be the man on the field. You know what I'm saying? So that's your intentions. You know what I mean? Granted, I know we're in a new era of football where, you know, all the kids want to come to college and play day one. But as a program, you're not expecting those guys to play day one. You saying, listen, man, I got two guys who might get drafted first round. I recruited good, you know what I'm saying? But you nest in line. All you got to do is put in that work. You go get on the field. Might not be first day of practice, you know what I'm saying? But you
go. Right. So, and champions ain't built that way. That's just a matter of fact of it. Like, and champions turn out NFL players. It all work hand in hand. But like I said, particularly in the trenches, you do not want a bunch of kids out there going up against 24-year-old, you know, 23-year-old guys. Like, that's not an ideal situation. I mean, just another addition to the trenches. We talked about Cola J briefly. Well, it's another one.
Yeah, Tyson Bacon. That was a shocking surprise. I didn't get that info.
oh, Bacon, the one who committed?
Yeah, we got Tyson Bacon. He committed to
big time.
Oh, damn.
That's a big time.
That was your guy right there, Rob. That was your guy.
Yeah. Hey, listen, and I'm gonna tell you why. Auburn, I don't know how they let him get out of state. We gotta stay on him because I know Georgia wanted him bad. Auburn wanted him bad. SEC schools wanted him back, and to get him, well, Larry, I ain't gonna lie to you, brother. That's a big time pickup.
He's another, like, he's a superior athlete. When I mean superior, like he's not supposed to move like that at size. He's about 6'5", 275. He's not supposed to be that athletic at that size. Like we've seen athletic big guys before, and he's one of those where you're like, oh shit. Damn.
Oh, man. So,
oh my God. Shouts out to Coach Damian Lewis for that one.
Good job, Coach Lou. So now, like, hell, are we getting three? Are we in line on Cola J?
this is the fourth guy that I personally know that's dedicated to Miami from the weekend that they just had. This is the fourth. The other three, I already gave y'all the names for them three. And it's like, oh,
right. That was a surprise. Yeah. We hadn't heard a lot. You know, could you hear like Rob was talking about last show, right? Visit highs, right? So we heard all that. Like, oh, yeah. You know, everybody loved it. It's hard to have a bad visit, right? Like I said, they roll out the red carpet. I heard positive things, positive feedback from dude. And I agree. I think he's underrated. But you know, everybody that follows college football recruiting, we always look at the offers anyways. We always look at who in that boat trying to get this kid to play for you. And it's like, you know, like previously mentioned, it's all SEC schools essentially trying to take this guy. So, man, I don't know what they're putting this ear good, but.
Bro, we got him in the middle of SEC country, bro. Like, in the middle.
Gotta hold on now. Remember, we had the running back last year.
Yeah, this is impressive. This is impressive.
Georgia, Florida, I'm in front of him, Auburn. Like,
he was just on a Georgia OV about what, 2 weeks ago? He was just on a Georgia OV.
Yeah. I listen, from what I was told, I was like, damn, they're gonna talk about it. They talk about Auburn. He's gonna be one of those kids that wanna stay home. I mean, playing the SEC. This is impressive. Shouts out to Coach Damon Lewis. This is his first get as University of Miami coach, man. That was my question. I was like, well, I don't know, because I haven't seen or heard much from Damon Lewis on the recruiting trail. Everything I kept hearing was Jason Taylor, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, is Jason Taylor got to do all the work? I'm good with it because I know he can do it, but I'm like, it should be a lot easier because now you got another guy who can put in work. So,
shout out. Hey, you know, that's something that's funny is like you hear, over the years, we done heard so many people be like, oh, we need to get Ray Lewis to coach linebackers and Ed Reed to coach safeties and this and that. You know, it's funny. When we got Damon Lewis, I sure didn't hear all this damn with the fanfare wasn't appropriate for us actually getting a Kane, you know, on staff. But, you know, the difference between him and a lot of these other guys was he was already coaching as well. So sometimes we just want to put together this fantasy fantasy coaching staff, and it just ain't going to happen.
Yeah. You know,
hey, Warren Sapp took the job. He said, you know, Warren said he ain't call him. Yeah. They never do.
It's funny because, like you say, it's like they put together this fantasy coaching staff, you know, like you say, Ray Lewis at linebacker, Ed Reed at safety. You thinking like, well, yeah, they can recruit and go get it, but it ain't that. Ain't that simple to just say, oh,
hell no.
And I mean, every school had guys who was good or went to the pros and was good. So if it was that simple, guess what? Everybody do it. It ain't that simple.
And you got to think about those guys' desire. You got to have a fine desire for this shit, man. Like college recruiting and coaching, that's not NFL jobs. Different.
Yeah, it's different.
But yeah, shout out, coach, man. Like I said, They ain't give you the appropriate flowers, bro. I want to hear a lot more. Oh, we got a Kane on staff. I ain't see a lot of that energy out there. I noticed that immediately, and I kind of hung in the wings to see if we would get some of that energy. But we didn't. But how big is Bacon, man? I wasn't prepared to even talk about him.
They got him at 6'4", 270.
Okay. That's a big boy, man.
70. I had him listed at 6'5". Yeah, but you know, I guess if they got him listed at 6'4", you go with it.
Yeah, what up? 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, as he get to campus, man, that 270, he's gonna instantly get up to about 310 by his freshman year. He comes in early, he's gonna get there. Cause his body is just look like it's just built to gain that weight, that muscle. And you just spoke on it, Larry. Everybody want the 6'4" guys. Guess what? We got one.
You got to get them. You got to stack that room full of them, man, and let the competition weed out who's going to be who. You know, like you said, we continue to recruit, and if you get out-recruited, then it's your time to move on anyways. Like, then that means this isn't a program for you, and that's what we're trying to build to where you either going to step up or step off. Like, oh, man, I got to get my game up to this next level because Mario's not going to sit complacently with, oh, this is just what we got. He's going to make it difficult for you like it was when he was playing football. It was difficult to be a Kane in them days because it was always another guy. So you better be on your P's and Q's and steel sharp and steel type vibes. Y'all know all that good talk. It's real talk, too, though. Like, if you aren't up to par, then somebody will take your spot. He was committed to Tennessee for a little while. And then he just went to Florida last week, I believe. And then Georgia was the week before, like you said, D-Rob. So, yeah, I mean, you know, SEC country to get this guy, you know, for him to make that decision coming off of this weekend after going to, you know, a UGA, after going to a UF, you know, this is a big get. It's a big get physically. Another good get for the optics that we can compete against these SEC schools. And, I mean, that's what you got to do, especially in the ACC, to take over to compete, just like Clemson did, right? Like Clemson was winning those battles. And we're getting in a position where we're winning these battles as well. And that's going to make all the difference in the trajectory of this program for the immediate future and for, you know, just how this program is going to continue to go up. They got something in the water down there right now, man. These kids excited. You know, they know what to sell. They done heard me talk about it, man. Players make these schools, man. All you got to do is bring your ass on down here and make it shake, man. That logo ain't going to get it. You can't just put a G on the side of your helmet and go to the league. So
it means something now, man. Again, like I keep telling them, listen, when they had the NFL Pro Day, man, I could just hear NFL scouts. And they all saying the same. They're like, well, yeah, Miami, it looks like Miami's starting to get back to where Miami's the place we got to come first to see where the talent, you know what I'm saying, that we could draft these guys. So, that pro day, obviously they was there for Cam and all that, but they looked and like, oh, yeah, Miami still got talent. You know what I'm saying? So if, now just imagine what the talent level is going upward. Yeah, it's going to be a problem, man. Mario and them, they doing their thing. I got to give them credit, man. They doing their thing. Because, you know, it's so much chatter around college football that's bad about Mario and Miami, but they don't, it's like they not even listening to it. They don't care. They saying shit, hey, come vibe over here. We're going to make it do what it do. And the players, they buying into it. The one thing I hate that they, you know, other people keep saying is bad culture. I'm like, well, what, where do y'all even get that from? Okay.
Bad culture as far as what? In our locker room?
Yeah, they say it's bad culture there. And I'm like, well, how they get that? How they even come?
Where they heard that shit from?
I don't know. They somehow seem to think it's bad culture. Like Mario don't have the culture under control. And I'd be like, man, now one thing Mario gonna do as a coach, he gonna make sure the coach is good. You ain't no BSing. Cause that's not his character. His character is, you gonna listen, everything we going by the book. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be right.
He told y'all come get him. if you think you're gonna strong on into some PT, you know what I'm saying, or some more NIL, this, that, and other, oh, you come get him. Ain't no thing. We will not negotiate with terrorists, man. Yeah, just not gonna go that way. Bacon is supposed to go. He's supposed to visit Bama and Ohio State in the next couple of weeks, but I'm assuming that's shut down now. So
yeah, probably shut down. So Joy Campbell, he's another one who shut it down. I don't know why y'all was crying about that, acting like he wasn't gonna be no hurricane. I told y'all like.
Jordan was talking, you know, he talked good about Florida State. I think that's what scared him, but I'll tell you, man.
That was totally misquoted. Coming from the source, that was totally misquoted. The guy who wrote that, they totally misquoted Jordan. It wasn't nothing where they were supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? I get it.
They got to do what they got to do out there, man. You know, it's funny, they talk about Miami writers being on the payroll. Florida State had to get these guys on the payroll. Like, hey, man, y'all got to sell some sunshine this year, boy. We fucking with this shit, man. Please sell some shit. I ain't getting shit. No, boy.
Shit. Bro, that program is dead, bro. It is dead. Flies everywhere. Ain't nothing but yellow tape and white chalk outlines everywhere, man. That is all.
I never thought I'd see the day.
That's why I think this is it. I think this is it for Mike, man. This is it for Mike.
It probably will be, but they got to pay him so much money, D-Rod. They got to pay him a lot of money to fire him, man. Remember they had to pay Jimbo like 70? His shit like 65. Yeah.
Hold on. Are they still paying Willie too?
Because remember they had to extend. I don't know. Probably.
Willie got like 2 more years. No, I think he got 2 or 3 more years left.
Getting paid. Right. And then if they were to fire him now, I think it's the box. They just extend him to something like 65 mil. It's a lot of money to fire him, man. Keep him, man. I love it because and this is not no troll, in all sincerity, I never worry about a Florida State battle. Now, like if they even mention Florida State, I'm like, those kids just nice. They just doing them a courtesy, you know, stopping by. Like, Yeah. Florida State ain't gonna beat us in no commitments right now.
They had a little momentum with Coach Patrick Surtain, but I think that died down, man. It's like, I don't even know if he can pull it off right now the way the perspective is with that program. It's bad. It's bad. It's because listen, locally, I'm only going to speak locally. It's bad, man. They, my cousin, he a diehard knows, and I keep, I'll be telling him all the things I hear from recruits and stuff. So, I told him, Larry, you in the group on Facebook, and I posted the picture of Mike Novell grabbing the kid neck, and I was like, look how tight he grabbing the kid neck in the kid. But I told him this shit years ago. A kid told me he was uncomfortable with the coach grabbing him. And I posted, like, dog, look, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, relax. Yeah, my whole pitch is like he try to, he run with the kids and, bring that energy. All that shit cute, man. But and I don't think it's bad X and O's guys, but good God, he can't get no players in that door, yeah, man.
But, when they hired him, I told them day one, I say, listen, y'all was hiring a G5 coach who's not built to handle this type of program. They overlooked it. They had a two-year run, and they overlooked the two-year bad season. So I was like, that ain't leave. He just looked up and got some players who were already developed, and then he could coach them. That's
he got some NFL players, right.
That's it.
But see, the one thing I give him credit for, right, I will give him credit for Jordan Travis, all right? I have to, regardless of how terrible
he didn't recruit him, though.
He didn't recruit him, right? Willie brought him over from Louisville. Mm-hmm. He didn't do nothing with him. It just Mike turned him into a player. Like they was trying to convert him to a wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? So I'll give him the credit for that. Mm-hmm. But I told them, I said, man, it don't look good when you can't really recruit. You win all these games and your recruiting is like not even top 25. Like that's a big red flag for your program. Like, you should be looking at that and be like, yeah, something ain't right. How can we go 13-1 and don't even land a top 15, like, top 20 class, and you lose your best recruit to a team that had a losing season in Auburn when Keldrick Falk flipped? Right. That should have told you right there, like, yeah, man, this might not work. He's not developing anything. He's not developing nothing. They can't tell you one recruit or anybody who he has developed. They can't.
They told me Patrick Payton, he developed Patrick Payton. I was like, well, he's not there no more. I don't know what y'all be developed.
Okay. All right.
But X, though, if they developed him, then why was they talking trash about him this past season? Oh man, he had a terrible year and all that. How's that development if he had a terrible year?
Yeah.
Why is he in the portal right now and not at an NFL draft if he got developed? Like,
so no, this is I told them. He wasn't a good guy recruiter because I was like, well, listen, every year he's been at school, he's lost his top recruit every year since he's been at that school. And I mean, every year he's been there six years, he's lost top recruit every year.
That's facts.
Tell you something is going on. Like, how can you get the recruit but you can't keep him? You know what I'm saying? It's like if Mario loses his top recruiter every year, then I'm gonna have a problem with him. I'm like, well, Mario, what the fuck we getting him for? But we can't keep him.
Yeah, that ain't worth a damn.
When you lost Travis Hunter to an HBCU, regardless of who the coach was, like that right there should have told you. Like, no amount of money or nothing could have had him to change his mind, regardless, even if it would have been a bag move. And don't forget, he was a Florida State fan. He grew up a Florida State fan.
Yeah,
he was committed to the school. He wasn't committed
to the coach. Right, before. Right, so for you to lose him, yeah, speaks volumes. Like, he didn't care. Everybody knew he was going to Florida State forever. So it was just like, he wasn't even worth really recruiting. It was like Trav going to Florida State. So we move on. We're gonna worry about the next kid.
And crazy, you know what's crazy, Larry? On when he was on that visit, when he took that visit to Jackson State, when they was in the locker room dancing, people was like, oh, yeah, he just showing love to the people. Like, ain't nothing to see there. And then what happened? Then what happened?
Shook up the world. Enough about poverty and the project, man. We trying to do better for ourselves and move on up in life. Birds of a feather flock together, and we ain't down on the ground with you pigeons.
With the safety with the Georgia, like they swear they had.
Oh him. Man, I told them that from the giddy up. That was after that UGA, brother. I don't know why y'all lying to yourself.
I was like, boy, they in trouble. They think they finna get this kid. That kid ain't going there. They were like, oh yeah, nah, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. X. I like,
that's the one they paid to commit.
Yeah, I'm like, boy, listen, you know, cause you know his the agency that we was doing business with, man, they were like, yeah, man, hey, he ain't going to Florida State, man. That thing finna flip to Georgia. I'm like, man, Florida State feel like they got him. They like, nah. He like, X, well, it's gonna be funny. I like, yeah.
Let's kind of recap some of the guys, X, and get some of your opinions on. We'll breeze through the commitments, obviously, because they're already there. Like you already spoke on Jordan Campbell. You know, went the extra mile to say he's locking it down. Jalen Waters came through. Jontavious Wyman, Joel Irvin, Darian Coleman. And Jackson Cantwell, right? So all those guys came through, all commits. You know, it's good to get those guys together too because they get an opportunity to recruit. I heard Jackson was doing a decent amount. He's doing it on social for sure. He's doing his social media recruiting for sure.
Yeah, Jackson, he's doing his recruit. He's probably not going to be a lot as vocal as you would want him to be. But I don't think he need to be vocal. I just think he need to say, hey, man, you want to come join me?
Let's go. Let's roll.
Like that right now should be like, yeah, man, shit, I want to be a part. Like, you the number one nation. All right, let's go. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
He's doing his thing. Spoke with Joel last week. He's another one. He said he's not as vocal, but he's trying to get more vocal. Jordan Campbell, he played the game with social media and let everybody go crazy, but he was always recruiting, even after the Florida State thing. The crazy thing is he's there. He's on Florida State campus, and he's talking to everybody else, talking to the Canes at the same time. You know what I'm saying? He's letting them know, like, yeah, this shit, I'm just on a visit, man. So,
this shit, garbage. I'm just kicking rocks.
Yeah. Jalen Waters, he's another one who he's all sold with Miami. Williams, he's another one that's sold with Miami. Another kid who came down here who's just transferred to the West, James Johnson here. I'm about ready to just throw in the crystal ball for him to be a Hurricane. He's another defensive lineman.
That's a must get, I think. Yeah. James Johnson damn near must get as there can be in this particular cycle.
I think he's probably a lock already. JT and Damian's doing a good job with that one.
Yeah, spooky, man. I'll help you out. I got kind of a list here too. So, Bryce Perry Wright. Is Ray's uncle or something?
That's Ray Lewis' nephew.
Okay.
Listen, I don't shit. God damn it.
Try not to be too optimistic. See you over there.
I don't want to go.
You don't want to crystal ball it yet.
Man, oh man. Hey,
but you're feeling good. Man, it's safe to say you're feeling real good on that.
Listen, it's real. That smoke is realer than it's real. It's realer than the Harry Tubman $2 bill, man. It's real. real, man. Obviously, I ain't gonna lie. You know, the SEC, it makes a lot of sense, man, because that's one thing, you know, they talk about a lot. But his Miami visit was real. Like it was one of those, like, life-changing moments for him. You know what I'm saying? And it could get fun. I keep saying, the July going to either be, they going to call the CIA on us if this shit happened in July, man.
Well, you know, the thing you got to like about his recruitment as well, and it keeps it interesting for us, is, you know, Clemson been considered a front runner, so it ain't even really been an SEC school the whole time. So that let me know he wasn't just necessarily all locked in on the idea that I got to play in the SEC. He just wanted, it seemed to me, be a part of a program that could get something done and could get him to the next level. And Clemson's doing a great job at that, you know, at the D-line, and have been for you know, several years. They've been getting a lot of guys, you know, been recruiting well at that position. These guys have been going to the league. So, you know, shout out to them for that and you know, the success they've had there. But like I said, if you build it, they will come. So you just got to get these guys bought in, man. I want to go on the Miami visit. Just fly on the wall. I just want to see what they're doing, man. I want to hear some of these techniques. I want to see what they're doing, man. I know what I do. I know what my pitch would be. So I'm like, what are they doing that's being so successful? But, okay, cool. You know, he out of Buford. So, that's, you know, obviously that's Georgia. But those kids, yeah, they ain't, you know, all UGA locks per se like that, though. Let's see.
Area, but yeah, listen.
So I guess they asked him about it, and he said, "You can't go wrong with being coached by Golden Jacket Jason Taylor and 10-year veteran Damian Lewis."
Hard to beat. That's a nice combo. That is a nice combo. These are guys that have been there, done it at the next level, so you know they know all the technique. The guys that have been in the league that long, bro, they can't do nothing but show you the best.
All right, so let me finish up with that. Before I go there, I'm sorry. It says, so what made Miami the one for me was the family feeling. I always talk to them all my interviews. I'm looking for development, keyword development, and that family feeling. And Miami had exactly that. It was like Cristobal, how they sold me on it, how close the relationship was with Cristobal, and how active he was with me. It's almost like he knew me. It was amazing, a great visit. The main message I got was to come be a part of the family.
That's what it is, man.
And they said they were working on Perry Wright and James Johnson.
Let's go.
Man, look.
It'll be a monster.
D-Rob.
I'm gonna tell you another one who, if they pull up, I'm impressed. Keyshawn Stancil, that kid out of North Carolina. I think if you get him, that's another big time. That'd be another big time get too. If you can grab him.
I heard some great things about him, but listen, with these names, I want to hold off. Like, you got to give me some time to jump on board, and eventually I will. But, man, it's getting, like Larry, I just said, it's getting funky, man. It's getting that boy.
Yeah, they, so with Bacon, obviously. You know, other thing was cool about him. Y'all remember that shit? It used to be, I think it was MTV, Hoover High. Remember they used to be on TV?
Yeah.
They had a show. Yeah, he goes to Hoover, man. I remember watching that back in the day, man. The boys had the high school show, man, about, you know, because they was churning out guys at that time, man.
What isn't that? That's the Julio Jones School, right? Hoover.
Did he play Hoover too? I didn't know that. I didn't know who played there.
I think it's one of those schools.
Matter of fact, check that one, man. We'll see.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
I know Hoover was, like I said, it was on TV. Because matter of fact,
Julio Jones at the Foley High School.
Foley.
Yeah. They quarterback. He went to Bama, and then he ended up playing for the Falcons for a couple of years. I remember that they was doing their thing for you, so that was pretty cool. I forgot all about that school until I saw that, man. And then let's say who else visited? We have Freddie Wilson. You know, we talked about this guy at the very, very beginning of the show. Just in the sense of maybe one of these more undersized DTs, productive. You like what you see on tape, and you like what they see in person. So I believe it's a real recruitment, and one of those guys you try to get in with early. To try to secure him before he ends up going to Georgia Tech, NC State, wherever else, and then we need him in 3 years because we didn't build up our trenches appropriately. And I think there's no loss of understanding within the walls. But you get any feedback on that one, X?
Yeah, no, it was another great visit. But it's one of those guys, you know, like, you know, hold off, you know, for the commitment. Because we do got other priorities. So I think, like, it'll kind of, like, die down. From that point, you know, he'll probably find another school that wants him just as much. You know, if things don't work out, then yeah, it's always, hey, well, let's see, well, you know, we'll take you.
Stuff right. Like I got you. We had a kid out of Texas, Kosi Akpala, I think.
Yeah, I didn't get nothing on him. I wasn't even looking to.
Yeah, I mean, my I'm here. He's an edge 6'2", 230 guy, four star. Everybody kind of expecting him to just stay out that way. And they think in Texas is going to be the landing spot. But you got to get your foot in the door, you know, just in case he might not like the situation there. So you open the doors and see if you like, you know, how he sized up and everything, how his senior season go. That's how I kind of felt like that recruitment is on that particular guy. Just crack the door open and see how the season plays out. See if you still want to try to get in with him. Another one. Let's see. Tyreek Green. That kid. I watched his stuff, man. Athletic guy.
Yeah.
Athletic guy, man. This is another Georgia boy. He out of Buford as well. So teammate, you know, and that's always a little fun too, man. So if we can, you know, get him and Bryce Perry right, you know, the homies come on through, man, and do their thing. Yeah, he played running back and safety. So I think we're looking at him at safety.
Yeah, he played all over the field, to be honest. He played running back, safety. He go out there and play some little receiver. Stick a guy one-on-one. Real athletic. He's one of those guys you talk about that. You know, the schools don't recruit him, and then he goes to Georgia Tech, and he beats all world. He be like, shit, why ain't nobody else get him? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a couple of guys in there right now, Georgia. He's got Chris Ball at Georgia right now, Auburn. You know, but yeah, he got a pretty decent list. But he, like you said, it's kind of may go under. Those are like his biggest schools. He got Florida in there, Michigan, whatever. But I hadn't heard a ton of interest around the rest of those programs. You think we make any ground with him?
It depends on what position we want him at. And I think from what I'm hearing, it's probably going to be defensive back, but he's not the top priority in that room.
Gotcha.
He's got to look at what school wants him for the position that he wants to play. You know what I'm saying? I think he wants to play offense, which is running back. But he's not opposed to playing defense also. So,
okay. Another guy I think we kind of been waiting on this. And I respect it too from the kid since he already committed. This is one I think the fans expected immediately to happen is Devin Jackson. This is a safety I really want in this class. You know, he's one of them prototype guys, 6'2", 200 pounds already, that type player. What's the vibe there, man?
Man, the vibes is great. I think my vibes with him was better than anybody else this weekend. That was the first vibe I got this weekend that was all Canes. Coach Zach and Coach Will, man, they did an excellent job with getting him. I think, yeah, at the end of the day, I think he's going to be a Hurricane. I don't know the time frame of the commitment, but I could – almost pretty much guarantee you that he's going to be a Hurricane. You know, I don't think it's anything any other school could do from what I was told this weekend. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's been a concern in general is the safety room. I think we got to, you know, ever since James left, we need to beef that room up somewhat anyway. So I don't know numbers-wise what we'd be looking to take there, but personally, I'd like to see at least three.
I mean, yeah, you take three because you lose three. You could potentially lose. I mean, you lose Marquise Williams. You lose the two safeties transfers who just came in, the one from Tennessee and then the other one from Keontra Scott.
Oh, yeah.
That'll leave you with just freshmen and then Poyser, because Poyser is only a true sophomore.
Yeah, he's a true sophomore. Right. Yeah. So that's an opportunity in that room for a younger guy to get in there and make some noise. So, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I kind of think it's a matter of time on that one. I respect them taking this time a little bit since since he already committed. I like to see that when kids already make a commitment, maybe slow down a little bit the process. And just make sure you're thinking this through. And I, you know, the kids, so you know, I get it. People, you know, I know some of y'all, I saw it. I'm gonna say this real quick because I thought it was an interesting point I saw on the timeline. And one of the homies was, I can't remember his name right now. He was defending X and you know, just the Canesville platform. And like, y'all always want to shout at our dog when a kid don't go somewhere. But y'all don't have that same energy for a lot of these other people, man. Hey, look, Wilt Fong considered the GOAT, right? You got a lot of them wrong too, because that's just the nature of the beast. Stop doing that to your own people, man. Cut that shit out, man. It's ridiculous. And the thing is, bottom line, these kids, they changed their mind, y'all. It's not bad information. It's changed information. They changed their mind like they changed draws, brother. It's just, you don't remember being a kid? It changes. Y'all cut that bullshit out, man. I was happy to see somebody speak to that and just say, yeah, like, why that energy don't stay the same for everybody.
I'd be like, that'd be the crazy thing, because I'd be like, man, we literally talk about kids who could switch up. So I'm not telling y'all nothing that I wasn't told. Like, I'm not just trying to guess. I'm only telling y'all something that I was told. So it's like,
right,
they tell me this and switch up. Like, shit, it happens. I'm not going to be mad at them. I'm gonna be like, okay, well, I guess, you know, they change their mind.
Don't sit here and then try to belittle and berate, you know. And we'll say it. We black media ourselves, right? Like, you know, X is direct. But what we doing is we black men doing a, you know, it's a platform in that room. You got to tell your people down, dog. You ain't got to do that shit. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, don't. But you know what I like? I've been doing this for a long time. What I've come to the conclusion is the fact that they can't control me. You know what I'm saying? They want me to be a specific media where it's the guidelines of how, this is how media is supposed to act. And this is the bad thing is I don't act like them. So I'm like, well, that's why they don't like it. They're like, well, shit, you don't even act like a real media. I say, hey, that's the purpose why I'm
good.
I don't act
I got a different relationship to y'all. Conformity. Y'all always trying to conform to other people. Like I say, that's all energy that I get. But Brett Kolodziej, we already spoke on because we thought he was going to be the actual commitment. Ended up being Bacon. Yeah. But I mean, you know, X spoke on it. I've seen Gabby actually put out an article. He expect them to kind of be one of the next commits as well. So obviously the feeling around that commitment is it'll probably go our way. I think he's going to Georgia this weekend. So I think, you know, you fend off the Georgia visit. And I think we, you know, the vibes is we can go ahead and bring him on in. We got one more offensive lineman that we still recruiting, Hezzy Kent.
I forgot we had that conversation.
I want him to prove me wrong. I want to see bro get dropped down another 30 pounds and
switch the D line. I think he'll play D line. Before he
played. Okay. Yeah, because we full at O-line. You're right.
He was 6'5", 300.
Yeah, they say he dropped some weight. Say he down to 280. That's been the word lately. He did drop some weight.
Yeah, he like he snipped up a little. But come on, he can touch college, man. He can get to college. That fool gonna put pounds back on him easy.
It's getting in that program. We'll see. I mean, it's gonna be how you concentrate on, you know, shaping his body up. Like, you know, think about James Williams. Who was so determined to play safety that he made sure he didn't get up butt so big. Then he ended up going to the league and needing to gain weight to play linebacker ultimately, which is what a lot of us wanted him to do throughout the years. But how we feeling about his? I'm kind of hearing that's a Florida Miami deal.
Yeah, Florida Miami battle. I think it's more so a way he wants to believe he's going to play the tight end. You know what I'm saying? I think both schools are basically saying, yeah, you're going to come play tight end. I don't think they telling him the truthfulness of, hey, you know, once you get here, man, it's going to be hard to keep you or get you down from three, you know, either even if you're 280 now, like, that ain't no tight end. I mean, it could be one, but so I think both schools are just basically saying you're going to be a tight end. He likes what Miami does with the tight ends. Miami's a program that I think can ultimately win this, but then you got to look at the situation of the availability. Like, even if he does play tight end in college, you know, how would he get on the field faster?
Yeah.
I'm not sure Florida's situation with tight ends, but I know ours, we did bring in some tight ends. So, he's going to have to get it in. You know what I'm saying? It won't be the day one thing for him. So
let's see what he do. I mean, I like to see, you know, I've seen some of his tape. He can move well. But to truly do it, if he really wants to do it at the collegiate level, you got at least another 20 pounds to drop from 280 to 260 to be realistic. Because, I mean, he's 6'5". But, yeah, if you really, truly want to excel at that position, yeah, you have to continue to do some reshaping. And you got to see if your body want to do that, too. So I definitely think he's a guy that they want to get that opportunity to. If you get Florida just took a tight end yesterday.
Yeah. You know who he kind of remind me of? I don't know if y'all remember. Remember we had that tight end who came from Louisiana? He came from, I think he came with from the school Gerald Willis came from. Mm-hmm. He was like a top tight end coming out of high school, but he just...
I know who you're talking about, too. And I'm blanking on it. Did he wear 5?
Yeah.
I'm blanking. I know who you're talking about.
Say it one more time, because I'm trying to think. Who you
Louisiana,
saying?
He came out of Louisiana.
Standish Dobard.
There you go.
Standy Dobes to him. He kind of reminds me a lot of him, like in his stature, because he's big. You know what I'm saying? So you were like, damn. You know what I'm saying? He was probably our biggest tight end we've had recently, because he was like 6'5", about 280, close to 280, 270.
Yeah. Did he end up did he move to D line eventually?
Yeah, his last year, he ended up D line. And I think I can't remember which game it was. I don't know if it was the bowl game. One of them games he had like it was an okay game, but that was really it.
Yeah. Let's see, couple more. I think we got the Braden Robinson kid. My kid out of
Fast Robert CB. He's Miami's starting to pick up momentum with him. And again, I think this wide receiver room, as of right now, they waiting for, listen, Calvin Russell commits on July 5th. So I guess they waiting to see what happens with that. Because if that doesn't go the way Miami wanted to go, then it's, you know, the receiver room gonna start loading up a lot faster than expected.
Okay,
they waiting on them big dogs, you know what I'm saying? They trying to get them big dogs in, so.
Yeah, we got to go ahead and get Calvin Russell in the boat. That's this coming weekend, right?
Is it this 112? Hey, whatever you got to do, red carpet royal treatment.
Oh, you know. Listen, they gonna give him a treatment that ain't nobody else got before. Like, this is gonna be one of those secretive treatments, man. But yeah, they gonna get, and the crazy thing is, it's sweaty, man, because you know, man, I'm close with the family, man. So everybody be asking everywhere I go, man. I get asked when I see Kane fans, I get asked, man, what's going on with Calvin Russell? I'm like, man, listen, y'all gonna get it the same time I get it. You ain't gotta keep asking me, man. As much as I know them, they ain't saying nothing. Like, everything they saying is, hey, man, just you know, you'll get it when it comes. So
let the process play out. Yeah, he's the other one. I think that I've harped on it before. I won't stay on, but again, optics wise, we got another, you know, legacy tie there. And the premier South Florida wide receiver. We got to keep one home. You know what I mean? Got to keep one home. So this would be
a tremendous one. I was asked this question, and you know, the answer I gave, I guess a lot of people ain't like it, right? So they were like, well, listen, X, who's better out of Tristan Keys and Calvin Russell, right? Or who would you take out of those two, right? Mm-hmm. So asking you guys, you, Larion and D-Rob, which one would you take?
Got to take one?
Yeah.
Tristan Keys. But I don't want to settle for one. I want both.
Because they're two different types of receivers. You know what I'm saying? I think Russell is more of your possession guy, but he can do other things. I think I would say, and Tristan is more of your Stephon Diggs type. You know what I'm saying? He does
a little more dynamic. Yeah, he looks more dynamic.
Yeah, he's more dynamic. You know what I'm saying? So they're not the same receiver. Who but if picking? I had some choice, honestly, man. Oh.
Ain't you gonna get in trouble?
I go with Keys. I say Keys, man.
The realistic answer for everybody. But
because that's a great opportunity to go and take something from LSU, SEC country. He coming from Mississippi, and he the number one wide receiver. That's an even bigger look now.
But this is why my answer was I picked Calvin Russell, right? And this is why I picked him. I say, well, listen.
Okay.
I want Calvin Russell because I'm sick every year of the fans complaining and then of us not locking down the best fucking receiver in South Florida every year.
I agree though.
I agree.
If I mean,
I told you I want both though.
I want both. Like, if you had to pick one, obviously, man, you looking
at what you're saying.
You're taking Christian Keys, you like Christian Keys, man. That motherfucker real. But if we don't get Calvin Russell this cycle, guess what?
Yeah.
Everybody gonna say, oh, y'all can't lock down the same South Florida motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And I'm right.
But what kind of makes it worse in this situation? His mom is in the Hall of Fame at Miami.
That's
the difference. His mom's in the Hall of Fame.
He's
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And then Pickett, I thought, second again, because once again, we're talking family ties out of Florida.
Yeah.
So I get that aspect of it. But if you're just telling me who I think going to probably be the bigger college wide receiver, then that's who I'm going to take. But I want you. I don't care about the noise as much because fans don't give a shit about none of that shit once you win. Ohio State don't give a damn that Jeremiah Smith is from down south.
They don't.
He a Buckeye. And it don't matter nothing about having it, you know, like they skill position. That's very common that they get these guys out of Florida. That's usually who we lose a lot of the top talent to. Shout out to South Florida Express. They shoot all the boys over there, man. Y'all quit being mad at them boys over there too.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that's like the thing. Like kids see that.
It's funny.
But see, like the kids see that. Oh man, another one got away. Where he going? Ohio State. Another one from Ohio State.
Right.
We know, like these kids are easily influenced, man.
Yeah.
Like right now, I think they're here. I think one of the guys posted. I think one of the writers posted that they're hearing with Calvin Russell. They're hearing going into the Miami visit. They're hearing the most buzz around LSU.
I say that shit like
he's, yeah, like, I just heard that. Yeah, he said that last week. That's true.
I told
him LSU have a lot of speed. That's true.
I felt most threatened by LSU. I don't feel threatened by no school but LSU. And this even coming after what I was told from the family about Syracuse. I was like, yeah, that sounds good. But then once I heard the LSU, I was like, oh yeah, shit. I don't know, man. I told
you know what would be funny? what would be hilarious if you flip Keys, but then Russell goes to LSU?
No, but that's what I said.
I live with it.
Yeah, I can live with it.
I say
live with it.
Swiss, well, we take Keys and they Russell from us, which I mean,
I don't want it though. I'm with you. I kind of
I don't want that to happen. I want them both. I could see that scenario if it was to happen. That's a scenario that could happen.
Yeah, I said it looked like LSU gonna take Russell because they already prepared that Tristan Keys is not gonna be there. So yeah, I mean, and I keep telling I tell all the villains in Discord, I say, hey, yo, and they like, damn man, what we can do to say, hey, listen, what LSU is presenting the motherfucker. It's kind of undeniable. Like, motherfucker, they putting receivers in the NFL every year. It's a chart I just seen today where they posted which college school has receivers in the NFL, has the most TDs this year alone, 1 year. LSU had like 48 TDs. The close was like 30, and that was Ohio State.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking lit.
But I mean, it's because they're going there. That's the thing. Like, you know me, I ain't damn sure going down that road. This development talk. Nah, he's just getting damn good wide receivers to go there year after year after year. He just got to give them. So that's why the Keys thing, I would be, if you, again, if you made me pick, I think that's a great optic as well. So you can't really lose, honestly. Either one, you can't really lose.
True.
So the bottom line is, can Miami get the top wide receiver? Because, you know, JoJo wasn't no slouch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people, he was not a slouch recruit and played both sides. So, you know, some people thought he'd be better at corner even than he is a wide receiver. Although I think he's going to be a hell of a wide receiver. And we'll get to see that this year. So, but that kind of, go ahead.
But see, with that Larrion, I think Jeremiah kind of overshadowed the in a way.
Hard,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think if you don't, if there's no Jeremiah Smith, then I think the JoJo thing is a whole lot bigger than, you know what I'm saying? It'll be like, oh, okay, they was able to lock down the number one guy, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I understand it.
Yeah. That's the funny part, because I tell them all the time, I say, well, damn, we just got JoJo. Y'all acting like we didn't get the second motherfucking best receiver in the state. So they like, yeah, man, but he not Drake Tate. I'm like, well, shit, it's no.
Yeah, ain't nobody else. We got Noodles a few years ago.
I'm like, it's a 30-something team that didn't get Jay-Z. Yeah, but we, man.
Yeah. We got Amon. You know what I mean? It ain't been all dry. We just had some bad luck with it. And that's why it's a volume game. You know, Amon was going to be a guy. He really was. I hate it for him, man. Salute to him just the way, he hold his head, because he was going to be a guy. He was going to be an NFL guy. I honestly believe he was a day one guy. And, you know, unfortunately, that injury took him out. And then, Noodles ended up, just not quite developing his game to where, you would hope. And so, it's a volume game. You got to keep shooting. You got to keep shooting and bring as much as you can into the boat. And then hopefully it pans out well for you. And eventually it will.
Then we got a better wide receiver coach who's actually developing the guys. You know what I'm saying? He's developing them. I just seen the chart the other day. Yesterday they had KB ranked like 9 or 8 as top receiver coach, and I was like, what type of fucking list is this? Like, I think he's the only one on the list that actually had 4 receivers with over 5 yards.
Well, because again, it's. It goes to the optics, right? It's like, oh, they always talking about Heartline. I'm like, man, what is Heartline so great at? He's a good recruiter. I give him that. But he's bringing in monsters. I can probably coach those guys. I think I could. I think I can tell Jeff, because you've already been coached any damn way. Like, you ain't getting no just raw project versus, like, let's say somebody, like, take it back a little bit, you go back to Noodles. It was already known that he needed to develop his route tree, and get his strength up, right? So these are two big areas that needed to happen, and it just never quite came about. So there's a difference in, all 5 stars ain't created equal either. So but that concludes basically everything went on. And we got another pretty big weekend coming up.
As far as recruiting going. All the way to July, I think.
Right.
So, it's going to be big wing games from on out to the next period. And that's going around college football, you know what I'm saying, because other schools are having some pretty big. Oregon just had a fucking huge one. I looked at they thing. I was like, shit, Oregon got like 9 5-stars came and visited.
Oh, man. That boy has the fire graphics, too. I give them that. Yeah. I like the they did a dope job on the little graphics they put out, man. It was fire.
Yeah, but one of the guys I spoke with that went to the Oregon, he was like, yeah, man, it just seemed like they don't care about winning anything important. I'm like, oh, well, I said, in Oregon, they never won anything important, so they don't know. They just said, we going to put
got some badass unis, though.
We going to get badass arms. And, hey, I'm like, yes.
Shout out to our fake rivals, man, Oregon. All right, my God. Ever since we got Mario, we got to talk to ducks. But, man, we not thinking about y'all ass, man. We are not rivals, man. Stop. Let them go. Move on. It's done. Okay, he trash. Thank you for the trash. Now go on about the rest of your life.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, man. Well, we'll wrap it up, man. We'll get back with y'all next week, recount. I'm sure we'll have a commitment. So we don't give y'all Brett Coleridge a week in advance.
Before we go, man, let me speak, because it's a guy that I keep getting questions and asked about Bobby Washington, man. Listen, Bobby Washington has miraculously come back. I think he's almost ready to be full go on the football field.
Yeah.
Bobby could be a hell of an outside linebacker, man.
Man, listen, he really can. You know, little leaves, whatever you call it, sleeves on his leg. You know, he had a serious leg injury where it was supposed to keep him out for this whole season.
And he already looking like he's ready to get back. And Bobby
in the weight room, he's running not full speed yet. I mean, well, I don't know if he's running full speed right now, but he's boy. So but that's one thing everybody keep. They be like, "What's going on with Bobby?" I'm like, you know, hey man, he.
I'm man, he a specimen.
The
dog.
Potential, yeah, the potential there is so great.
Man, it's there. I think he was gonna be a monster. It's just, you know,
refining it
together. Yeah, we gonna see, because I think you know, I think the linebacker corps is gonna be okay. I think the linebacker corps is gonna be okay. We got the talent there, man. We just need for them to just bring it out of. Because I'm good with Pruitt. I think even when it comes to the future, right? I'm sold on Pruitt. I think Pruitt is gonna be great for us. You know what I'm saying? The next, you know what I'm saying, like 2 years after this year. Then we got what's old boy, man? I can't think, man. I'm talking my head, I can't think. Yeah, you got Popo. Kellen Wiley. You got Kellen Wiley. You know what I'm saying? Another big kid, and then you got Bobby. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm high on those kids, man.
Even the Darius Hayes, you know, if he put it together, he's gonna be a good one.
Prayers out to him, man. We never spoke on that because we was kind of absent. And all involved in that situation, you got, you know, caught up in, you know, pray, like I said, prayer for the lives that was lost, man. You know, the prayers for him being involved in an incident like that where lives are lost, because, you know, people fail to realize these are human beings, man. Taking a life on accident is not a good feeling. It's not a good, easy way to lay your head down. So, prayers all around in that whole entire situation, man.
Lay your head down and wake up in the morning knowing that this is something you need. You know what I'm saying? You got to live with it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just something. It's just hard. It's hard, especially for a young man.
Young guy, man.
You know what I'm saying? Then he's in Miami, so it's not like he's face-to-face with his family who can really console him. You know what I'm saying? These are teammates and coaches. Yeah, we know they're going to be there for you and this, but it's nothing like, man, I can look at my mama or look at my dad or my sister and them, and they like, yeah, man, you know, everything going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? We know you made a mistake, man, but we're going to get through this together. You know, that's I don't want it to happen to anybody.
Yeah, that's my only fear in NIL. That was honestly fast cars. You know, they had a situation in Georgia where a young man lost his life, you know, and that even affected, you know, draft stock of a guy who, you know, just happened to be out there being kids, being young guys, man. That's what's going to happen. So that was my only fear. This is of the NIL is getting these young guys. With you know, we were 19. We ride around in probably a quad or something like that. You know, a little something just to get you there.
Hey, we had a whole discussion about that, I told everybody the village, and I say, man, listen, y'all stop the bullshit, because when y'all got y'all first car, y'all niggas was riding how y'all wanted to ride. It didn't matter. Well, nobody gonna tell y'all how slow. Yeah.
You were like, you just didn't have something that's dangerous.
And I say, just imagine if when we got our first car, we had the money to go buy the car we wanted.
Yeah. Right.
Come on, Larry. When we all went to prom and we rented, we were like, I'm finna kill this shit, nigga. You had nothing to know. Oh, I'm gonna drive the speed limit. Nigga were like, well, man, I'm gonna get up and I'll turn it back in.
I hit somebody in my prom rental. You know, I ain't supposed to be driving, right? So mom's getting for me. I ain't supposed to be driving. Luckily, he was drunk. And I didn't damage the rental. because I had just wanted, you know, back in our day, just to have an SUV was hard. So I had like a white Chevy Trailblazer. And that was like, I was stepping in like, oh yeah, I got the trail. And a car was right behind me. I didn't see it. And I was trying to back up downtown. Ooh, little car. And bust his head like a denim in a little bit. But they ain't do nothing to the rental. And I'm sweating bullets, man. But bro was drunk. And somebody said, I'll call the police. He said, no, don't call the police like that. No. So he tried to get my information, but he drunk. So he ain't seeing it, bro. I'm scribbling all kinds of shit. I'm a kid. I'm writing all shit wrong. Too drunk to notice the difference. And got out of there, man. I was so happy. You just brought back an old memory.
Listen, I tell him, I know that. Man, listen, I went to Prime. I was like, man. And that's when the new Impalas had ended up coming out. So, you know,
oh,
like,
man.
The Impala SS, that thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, boy, yeah, ain't nobody catching me in this.
It's a wrap. Yeah, I don't know why y'all did this. Oh, man. All right, man. We're going to get up out of here. We'll come back with you guys. Like I said, next week, we'll recap, you know, whoever other commitments we get. We're going to put Cola J out there. We'll see if it still come through. I still anticipate it. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then we'll recap the guys that did come through. So appreciate y'all hanging out, man. We'll be back. Peace.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.